Our second Bible reading this morning comes from the letter of James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. Let's listen to the Word of God. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against each other, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my beloved, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. May the Lord bless to our understanding this reading and holding and reading of His holy word. Sunday school teacher one Sunday morning wanted to talk to her class about patience. So she started out with a question. Student, she said, what is patience? Little girl raised up her hand. She said, patience is when you're sitting in church and the preacher is preaching. And you're sitting there and he's preaching. And he keeps on preaching and you keep on sitting there. That's patience. Thank you for your patience. I think that patience may very well be the most difficult quality for us modern Americans to have. I struggle with it all the time. We live in a culture that demands immediate gratification. We want it now. In fact, there's a song that was popularized by the rock and roll group Queen that has the lyrics, I want it all, I want it all, and I want it now. That song may very well be the anthem of contemporary America. God, however, wants to develop the quality of patience in the lives of His people. In fact, in Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says that patience is a part of the fruit the Holy Spirit is growing in the lives of disciples. The fruit of the Spirit, Paul says, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things there is no law. So this morning we're going to focus on patience. I want to talk a little bit about some things the Bible actually means when it talks about patience. I want to talk a little bit about some things we can do that will allow God to develop some patience within us. Before we go on, though, let's take a moment and pray together. Let us pray. God Almighty, You are doing so much among us and within us and around us, and sometimes we want to just rush right ahead, and we think we know everything that we need to know, and that's enough. Lord, You're doing so much that it's impossible for us to have proper perspective on things, but we seek to slow down just a little bit, listen to what You're saying, and to respond in ways that would allow You to do within us what You need to do. So as we listen and consider the things You have told us, we pray that You will give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart that can understand the glory of Your heavenly kingdom. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Back last November, Melissa and I got a couple of bicycles, and we've been riding up and down small sections of the Capitol Trail that connects Jamestown and Richmond. If you've never done that before, I would highly recommend it. But one of my favorite parts of the trail is a section through Charles City County that's just completely rural. I really like riding through the farmers' fields that are on both sides of the trail. And recently, well, within the past several weeks, I've been noticing the corn that's growing on the sides of the road. Just a few weeks ago, we were riding down and I noticed, those are not my knees, by the way. I noticed that the corn was just, you know, about knee high. And then a couple of weeks ago, we were riding down the trail and there it was. It was up over our heads, but there weren't any ears of corn growing on the stalks. And then the last time we were out there, lo and behold, there are corn ears growing all over the stalks and the tassels are, you know, becoming quite prominent. The farmers planted that corn way back in late April, early May. And they did a lot of hard work back then. They got everything ready. They plowed up the ground. They put down the fertilizer. They planted the seeds. And then they pretty much just had to wait. You know, they had to wait for the sun to shine and the rain to fall and the plants to soak up all the nutrition out of the ground. I mean, they could do a few things. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that some of the farmers were spraying for bugs. But, you know, they really can't do much to speed up the growth of the corn. They just have to wait. They got to be patient. Because if they harvest the corn too early, it would just be disastrous. Now, the farmers aren't just sitting back resigned to some kind of forced outcome. They're actually waiting on something to happen. They're waiting on the fruit of their labors, and they're waiting patiently. And that's the image that James gives us in his letter. Now, when people talk about patience in the Bible, they often use words like long-suffering and forbearance. When's the last time you used words like that when you were talking to somebody? Patience in the Bible is always talked about in relationship to the grace of God. So in one place the Bible talks about patience is the story of Noah's Ark. Most of us probably know that story. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, in fact, Peter tells us that while Noah was building the ark, God was waiting patiently so that he could save 8 people through the waters of the flood. In the story, humanity had gotten to the point where God decided he was going to have to wash things clean with the waters of a great flood. But God didn't want to destroy everything because of God's love for creation. And so he looked around and he finally found one righteous family through whom God could preserve life. And so Mr. and Mrs. Noah and their sons and their sons' wives started building this huge boat that would hold them and a whole bunch of animals. And it took a long, long time to finish that huge construction project. And the whole time, God waited for them to get finished. But God wasn't just waiting for them to finish a construction project. God was waiting for more people to turn around and see God's love. And so in that respect, biblical patience has to do with God wanting to save as many people as possible. In the New Testament, Jesus talked about patience when he told the story of a great ruler who decided it was time to call in all his debts. And he had one servant who owed over $1 million, and the servant didn't have any way to pay back the loan. And so the ruler decided that he was going to sell the servant and the servant's family and all of their possessions, and he was going to recoup some of his losses. And the servant got down on his knees and he begged the ruler, "Please have patience with me and I will repay everything." And the ruler, for some unknown reason, forgave the entire debt. And so in that respect, patience in the Bible has to do with forgiveness. The twist in the story comes when that same servant went out and found another guy who owed him a couple of bucks, and he had him thrown in prison because of the debt. And when the ruler found out about it, he took back all of his forgiveness. And so in that story, patience has to do with the forgiveness of God that makes it possible for us to forgive one another. The third place the Bible talks about patience is in terms of the end of time. As Christians, we believe that God is moving history towards some final, ultimate climax. And it may seem sometimes to us that it is taking a long, long time. Second Peter wants to remind us that God is not being slow the way we think about slowness. God is being patient. God doesn't want anybody to perish. God is patiently waiting for all people to turn around and see and know God's love. But Peter goes on to remind us not to fool ourselves into thinking it's never going to happen. One day, the sky is going to explode with a great bang, and fire is going to burn up all the elements, and everything that is done on earth is going to be revealed, and history is moving toward that climax, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. Neither is there anything we can do to speed it up. God isn't even in a hurry. God is waiting for every person on this planet to come to a saving knowledge of Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. God is patient. God is forbearing. God is long-suffering. And God wants to develop patience in our lives. That doesn't mean that God wants us to just sit back with a kind of whatever will be attitude. God wants us to know that there are some things that take time. And while we are waiting, there are some things we can do that will allow God to develop patience within us. One of the most important things we can do that will allow God to develop patience within us is to invite the Lord of patience into our lives. Christ Jesus the Lord is the author of patience. Everything Jesus did, everything Jesus said, was a part of God's plan. Jesus' life, His love, His sacrifice, His victory over death and the grave was all part of what God is doing in creation. When you invite the Lord of patience into your life, He starts to show you your role in God's plan. And when you start to see your part in the grand scheme of things, it puts waiting into a whole new perspective. One of the most difficult things to do is to wait for somebody else to get finished doing something so that you can have your turn. When I was a youngster, I played Little League baseball. Anybody else? Yeah, see? And so on the nights that we played, they always scheduled two games. And on the night that my team had to play the second game, we always had to be there early and wait for the first game to get finished so that we could have our turn. And sitting up in the bleachers watching all of these other boys play ball seemed like it took forever. But when my team played the first game, it seemed like it didn't take any time at all. See, when you are actually participating in something, it makes the waiting so much easier. And when Christ Jesus the Lord is a part of your life and you begin to see the part Christ has called you to play in God's plan, it puts waiting in a whole new perspective. Second thing we can all do to allow God to develop patience within us is to actually engage ourselves in the work that Christ has called us to do. When my team was playing on, had the game, it made the time pass a whole lot faster. But when I was in the game, when I was out on the field, taking my turn at bat, running around the bases, fielding the balls out in the outfield, time just sort of lost all meaning. The farmers that James talks about, they have to be patient because their entire livelihood is wrapped up in that crop. If they're not patient, if they don't wait, they will ruin everything and they will lose everything. God has invited us to immerse ourselves in the work of His kingdom. God invites us to reflect the love, the mercy, the justice of Jesus in everything we say and in everything we do. We can invite the Lord of patience into our lives and see what God has called us to do, and then we can actually do the work God has called us to be about. And a third thing we can do that will allow the Lord of patience to develop patience within us is to make a commitment to Christ and His kingdom for the long haul. We can invite Jesus into our lives. We can immerse ourselves in the work Christ calls us to be about, and then we can enjoy the fruit of our labor knowing that it takes time. It takes a lifetime commitment to reap what you sow. But don't make any mistake. God has made a glorious promise to all those who make long-term commitments to Christ and to His kingdom. Because it's not an easy thing to do. It can be a great struggle. And God's people often find themselves in the face of opposition and having to deal with cultures that have completely different agendas, that want to persecute those who have faith in Christ. But the outcome of their faith is always the glory of the kingdom of God in this life and in the life to come. But it's not easy. It's not easy, especially in this I want it now culture in which we live. But God is patient. God is long-suffering. God is forbearing. God wants every person on this planet to come to know Him and love Him forever. God is even patient with the likes of us, knowing that we are frail, feeble human beings. But as we invite the Lord of patience into our lives, as we immerse ourselves in the work we have been called to be about, as we make a lifelong commitment, the results of God's patience growing within us will be more than we could ever imagine. Let us pray. God Almighty, we thank you so much for your patient dealings with us. Even when we completely lack any patience at all and want it now. Develop your patience within us, Lord. Help us to know that as we wait and learn and live and love as children of your kingdom, that your patience growing within us will bring the fruit of everlasting life into this world and the world to come. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.